This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Debates, debates, debates. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. One down, two to go, as Hillary Clinton said on Tuesday. But it's interesting, there have been a lot of polls about a whole bunch of different sides to this campaign, and we're going to talk about those. Really sky-high ratings for the first debate. In fact, officially, the numbers are in, 84 million viewers. So an estimated 84 million people, probably many of you, tuned in to watch the first debate of the presidential election at Hofstra University. It was aired, 13 different networks aired it, basically between cable and the big three. There were 17.1 million Twitter interactions from 2.7 million people in the U.S. related to the presidential debate. So how about that? Absolutely crazy how big the debates are, but not a shocker, because didn't we expect that this is what we would see? Over the curiosity of Clinton and Trump, the excitement of a year where it's wide open in one sense as far as the presidential race was concerned for the Democrats and the Republicans. So it was definitely leading up to this. There's no question about that. Another thing, as far as polls are concerned, I thought that was pretty intriguing, is an AP GFK poll asked about health. The stamina, remember that was one of the questions, the stamina, the look, that kind of deal. So a new poll suggests voters are buying into Trump's insinuations about Clinton's health. Voters, especially men, have more confidence, not a shock, that Trump is healthy enough for the presidency more than Clinton. And Clinton has released more medical information than Trump, which is pretty interesting if you think about that. Here's another gender kind of divide. Nearly half of the women, but just 4 in 10 men, that's the specific number, think that Clinton's health is getting too much attention, according to this poll. And the specific big number, the AP GFK poll found 51% of voters are extremely confident that Trump is healthy enough to be president. In contrast to Hillary Clinton, just over a third of the voters, 36%, had the same confidence in Clinton's health. How about that? Remember, she made the comment about the fact that, as far as stamina is concerned, is that she traveled to 112 countries negotiating peace deals and spent 11 hours testifying before a congressional committee, which is true. So, but it did come out. It did come out as an interesting, because of her almost collapse at a 9/11 event, and then the revelation that she had pneumonia. It opened that door, I think, just a little bit wider. Coming up at the tail end of this hour, another nail the score. So what does that mean to you? You don't have to love NFL football to participate, but our computer will pick the game of the week, and you pick who you think's going to win and what you think the final score is going to be. There are no wrong answers, and hopefully somebody has a right answer. They nail the score, because if you nail the score, you win. You win prizes, bragging rights, and, geez, everything in between. And finally, here at the top anyway, some breaking news or new news about a couple of things. One, details on Jose Fernando's last night, the Miami Marlins pitcher, apparently was upset following an argument with his girlfriend. He reached out to two friends for a late-night boating expedition. It ended up with his death, sadly, the 24-year-old phenom and his companions, because It was late at night and speed was involved, not drugs or alcohol or anything like that. They had a 32-foot fishing boat, which ended up on a jetty at the mouth of the Miami Harbor, turned over, and it was found sometime before 3 a.m. on Sunday morning. And boy, oh boy, very, very sad. Still, I think the baseball world is trying to grapple with his loss and cannot believe it. Can't believe it. And it's a tragedy, absolutely. And finally, Shimon Peres, Israel's defense and peace leader, dead after a stroke. He was somebody who was pretty significant in that push for peace. 93 years old. He died in a Tel Aviv hospital after that stroke back on September 13th. Doctors say that Perez had a severe organ failure as well as irreversible brain damage and a hemorrhage for that stroke. And he certainly was, as he's been called, one of the founding fathers of the State of Israel. No question about that. No question about that. Let's go to Grim right here at the top. Hey, Grim, how are you?
I hope I got enough time. Okie dokie, Kay. Well, it's just pure genius on Donald Trump or his campaign staff if and what has happened so far. He was clearly, and he clearly won the first debate. How so? I just point out one of the talk shows I'm sure stuck in the minds of the undecided after Trump repeatedly spoke of, and I sure that they tuned into today, Sean Hannity. He depicted Hillary as robotic, rehearsed, and an act in her opening, with a continued rebuttal attempt to bring about Donald's anger, and her team wanted with all attempt, but yet failed the outcome. Hannity pointed out facts Donald could have used in every case. Her and her D.C. politics have failed, with some criminal effects debunking her as a mere campaign provocateur of rhetoric or lies. In other words, Donald and his staff let the real debate unfold in all the talk shows, Kate.
Mm-hmm.
Even PBS this evening aired fact checks on Donald Trump that were half-truths, such as Jobs. The PBS journalist pointed out that Jobs leaving Detroit was false because even this week they announced two new green energy autos coming out. The half-truth is, and it failed to mention, is that 15% of that vehicle are manufactured in Detroit. The remaining 85% is manufactured overseas, shipped, then assembled in Detroit. Heck, Buick, 100%. Are manufactured and assembled by the very robotics, computers, and servers that were bought, packed, and shipped and placed in a duplicate new plant in China. The complete line, compact, sports, luxury, and suburban line of Buicks and Oldsmobiles are built in China. You want to talk about facts? I brought it. Well, I ain't got enough time.
You gave us some of it. You said you checked around today and you listened. And, you know, the debate, a lot of people are saying, Grim, it was like a coin flip. Was she robotic? What was his deal? I think the second one and the third one are going to really be the payoff debates for sure. Hang with us.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America-made food stores are left to eat. Yum!
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Could I be anything?
Welcome back to America Tonight. We're here with the CEO of eDriving, CEO Stokes. And I'll tell you what, this is a big week coming up. And I got to tell you, when I'm driving, I have seen people put on makeup, read magazines, obviously on the phone, texting, all kinds of crazy distractions. So October 3rd through the 7th is Drive Safely to Work Week, right? Drive Safely Work Week. And it's a great time to talk about that and what's going on with people. And as I mentioned, when they're in the car, Celia is the CEO of eDriving. Celia, thanks so much for coming on America Tonight. We appreciate it.
Happy to join you, Kate.
So when we look at driving overall, first of all, how bad are the distractions? Because I love that we've got this week coming up. I see it all the time. I see it every day. I mean, I'm not, you know, I'm not even a judgy person. I'm just driving around and it's in my face and I can't even believe the on major highways, people cutting across lanes because they're not paying attention.
It's frightening, and unfortunately, all of us have our driving devices, and you may find in the quiet moments when you yourself are driving your own car that you find yourself guilty of them as well. We are living in a world where distractions are getting worse, not better, despite the public focus and PSA announcements and a lot of conversation in the press about the dangers of distraction. If anything, they're getting worse, and the nature of distractions are becoming much more dimensional to include things like Pokemon Go and checking Snapchats and Facebook. It's unfortunately not just texting anymore. The addictive nature of missing out of something that might be happening on your phone is just really creating a lot of peril. And as a company, we are very focused on not just telling people about distractions, because we're pretty sure people understand those things are bad to be doing, but into fundamentally getting people to stop doing them, so to kind of avoid, break the addictions, break the behaviors, et cetera. And one of the most startling facts when I took on this role is that almost every incident that happens on the road is happening because of a decision that a driver is making or choosing not to make. And so 94% of incidents are happening because of those decisions or choices that are happening, one of which is not to be really tuned in.
Wow. Not to be tuned in. And you mentioned that we may be just as guilty of that, not thinking about it, and we're not, you know, paying attention. We're off thinking
yep.
about something else. And you have
yep.
it at eDriving.com. You have an online evaluation tool that helps people assess their risk of driving drowsy or distracted. Tell me about that.
We have a free road risk assessment that's available that we're actually making available through not only our own website, but to the public as part of NETS, the National Network of, the Network of Employers for Traffic Safety, who sponsors National Driver Safety Work Week. We are making it available as a free tool on their website as well, which is trafficsafety.org, if people want to go and see how they fare relative to about another 500,000 people who've taken the assessment so far. The point of it is really to give people an objective measurement in terms of how well, what kinds of attitudes and behaviors they're bringing to their performance behind the wheel. So it's about a 20-minute test, and at the end of it, you'll have a score that compares you to the other people who have taken the test and gives you a sense of what you need to work on. And it is one of the tools that we're using to start inviting some self-awareness, some objective self-awareness about what you're actually doing behind the wheel.
Yep. Yeah, wow. That's terrific. And you said how many, like over 500,000
people?
Wow.
Yep.
Have taken it. Yeah.
Yeah. So and I'll also mention, Kate, that the week after Driver Safety Work Week, which is an incredibly important focus that happens nationally or annually, and is sponsored by this public-private partnership, very important because it's getting employers to help their employees who are both driving for work and driving while at home to focus on those driving behaviors that aren't just important during their work hours but are important for their home hours as well. The week after that is National Teen Driver Safety Week. So it's a very important 2-week period and a time where we can all think of ourselves as both adult drivers and driving for ourselves, as well as the kind of behaviors that we're modeling for our teens who are coming up in about to take the wheel. And, you know, the statistics for the first couple of years for teens driving are incredibly sobering. So what we're doing as parents, what the kinds of distractions that we're modeling are being viewed by the passengers in the back seat as they're preparing to take the wheel.
Yeah. And statistically, do you have any statistics about the cost as far as dollars and lives when we talk about distracted and crazy, drowsy driving?
Yeah, it's from an employer standpoint, it costs employers about $47 billion annually in related costs, both in terms of time off work, injuries, accident costs, or incident costs, because there really is no such thing as an accident. They're all incidents. So just huge numbers and I don't have the stat in front of me of how many lives are lost just in the U.S. through road incidents that could be avoided. Again, 96% of them due to human error or human decisions, so most all of them avoidable.
Wow. Okay, so again, to get the e-driving free road risk assessment, how do they do that?
They can go to trafficsafety.org if they want to look at, take the test there and look at other materials that are available free to the public and to employers. They can also find it on edriving.com. That's edriving.com.
edriving.com. All right, drive safely out there, everybody listening, and thank you so much.
Thank you, Kate.
All right, so e-driving, so you know what it is. It's an online driver training and global, actually, driver risk management deal. They've got, I don't know how many customers, like over 10 million customers. And as far as drivers, over 700,000 drivers, fleet drivers worldwide. So I think this is good. I think this is great, actually. It's significant because I mentioned it to Celia that there's no question driving around I've seen incredibly distracted people, and she's right. I mean, how many of us do it ourselves where you're daydreaming or you have your list going on in your mind, you're running a list of what you have to do and where you have to go, and you're not paying attention to being on the road. You're not just like taking a breath for a second and saying, okay, well, I'm going to the mall down the street, or I'm going to the grocery store, or wherever you're going, I'm going to the game, and you take your eye off the ball, frankly, and it is frightening. Because I can't imagine, me personally, I never want to be the person that is so distracted I plow into somebody. But the rage people must feel when you know it's a cell phone, it's a whatever, and they've been hit and they're in an accident, and hopefully they're okay. But when they're not okay, and then the injuries and what you have to deal with after that, God forbid if it's a fatality. I just had a friend who's got a company, it's called the Spanish Schoolhouse, I'll just say it, because she was traveling around the state, and it's a really cool, it's got a really cool business, but regardless of her business, she's traveling with other people, they're renting a car, she's in the back seat, and the partners are in the front seat, and somebody, distracted driver, boom, plows into the back of the car, not necessarily huge rates of speed, but definitely fast enough. And now she's got all kinds of, and she's in her 40s, she's got all kinds of back problems that she's dealing with and trying to figure out, oh my gosh, herniated disc, do I have to have surgery? Is there acupuncture? What do I do? And this is because somebody wasn't paying attention. And then that person has to pay the price as well. So come on, peeps, go to edriving.com and take the test. And with that many people taking it, I think you may be startled at the results. And maybe this road risk self-assessment makes you think a few times when you pull out of your driveway. I'd stay with us. Much more coming your way on the flip side here on ATM.
Back to the music in a minute, but first I've got a special free giveaway. I've got 100 free trials of the Belly Flattening Breakthrough Newbiotics here, and I've been authorized to give them away to the station's first 100 callers right now. So if you want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly, call now. Don't even wait till I stop talking. Only one free trial per caller, though. Don't be greedy. Okay, here's the number. 1-800-983-5628. I'm guessing it works pretty fast because it says here that if your belly flattening results are too dramatic, you're supposed to reduce use to every other day. And it looks like it's made from natural ingredients, too, scientifically formulated to cleanse pounds of toxic sludge from your body. Okay, this is it. If you want a flatter belly, be one of the first 100 callers right now to claim one of these free trials. 1-800-983-5628. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-983-5628. Call now for details. 1-800-983-5628.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Bragging rights, and just to win anything. You know what? Some people always win. Did you ever notice that? I have a friend like that. It doesn't matter what it is. You could be at a golf tournament. You could be at the bingo. You could be getting Cracker Jack prize. He gets the best and wins everything every single time. It would almost be shocking if he walked away and didn't win anything. Maybe you're one of those people, or maybe you never win anything, and perhaps you'll win something from us here at America Tonight if you nail the score. So the cool thing is, coming up in our next segment, our computer randomly picks the game of the week. And you pick a side and you tell us who you think's going to win. So you tell us who you think's going to win and what the final score is going to be. It's that easy. So Kate Delaney, America Tonight, as we continue to plow down this road, a couple of interesting stories that pegged on the radar. Another sad shooting. I feel like every single time I'm on the air, in fact, I guarantee if I went through and scraped, they call it scraping, if I went through and scraped all the shows for the past 8 years, I would find that I would be talking about some sad shooting. You could say, well, we live in a big country, and of course, times are different, and lots of things happen. Yes, absolutely. But how is it that you have a gunman wearing a military attire with Nazi emblems, opening fire in Houston just before daybreak, ends up wounding 9 people before dying in a shootout with the cops. He was a lawyer. He was upset, apparently. That's what they're saying. And they said it was an incredibly harrowing scene. 6:30 in the morning. I talked about this a little bit the other day briefly. I have some friends that live in Houston. They said this is all anyone was talking about. A little bit about the debate, but they were talking about how sad it was and how it was unbelievable. The shooter stood next to his car, used a tree for cover, fired a rifle and a handgun just at passing cars and cops. And the shots were like nonstop, is what people were saying. So there were multiple cars, and I looked at some of these today, multiple cars with bullet holes and broken windows. Of the 9 people injured, 6 went to hospitals, 3 were treated and released near the scene of where it happened. And, I mean, just absolutely awful. And they say that he had at least one gun that was popular with gangsters during the Prohibition era of the 20s and the 30s. So, you know, who knows what really tripped this off? Supposedly he was upset about something that had happened, you know, something that had happened at work or with a case or whatever. He's a criminal attorney, too, which is, the whole thing is very, very strange. You know, strange and awful. Innocent strangers. So just opening fire on complete innocents who have nothing to do with whatever it is that's going on inside of him, what's going on inside of him. And you know, it's just kind of the state of where we are. And we've talked to experts before about when you're in public places, not being paranoid, but just for your own safety, kind of looking around, knowing exits and that sort of thing. But at 6:30 in the morning, I'm not expecting that as I'm stumbling through the neighborhood, getting in my car with my coffee or headed to coffee or whatever. I'm just not expecting that to happen. I guess there's just no rhyme or reason. And you never, never, ever, ever know what lies in wait. Not to be morbid, but that's just what I think that shows me in reading that sad story. All right, moving on to some more twists and turns in the world. The surprising agreement is one thing that was taken out of the debate, and because we were assessing the debate from so many different angles, we saw it, but I didn't really think of flushing it out more. But the whole gun control thing with Clinton and Trump, they had somewhat of an agreement on that. There's a lot of stories about it today, and I was thinking, on Tuesday, and I was thinking, well, there is somewhat of an agreement that they have, but also not. Because the NRA, of course, is endorsing Donald Trump. And Trump, through kind of a chaotic moment, kind of threw it into confusion by saying he agreed with Clinton, who supports the idea of certain, you know, guns. In other words, not to have the automatic style weapons with all the magazines. She kind of alluded to that. She didn't get super, super specific about it, but he said, I agree. And talked about watch lists, really, and said, I think we have to look strongly at no-fly lists and watch lists, and when people are on there, even if they shouldn't be on there, we'll help them legally, and we'll get them off. So, on the face of it, that's not the NRA's position at all, and of course, the NRA is backing Trump. And the ACLU argues that Americans are being placed on lists without being informed, without an explanation, and with limited recourse for getting their names removed, which we've seen. So that was an interesting comment, and that was a non-NRA comment, and I don't know if he realized when he said that you know, I don't realize if he said that and thought about later about what he meant by that comment, because that doesn't really, that didn't really fit with them and the endorsement. It didn't fit. Another thing that came out of the debates, there weren't too many mentioning of names, but there was the one woman that Hillary Clinton mentioned, the beauty queen, Alicia Machado. And so the second, she was Miss Venezuela in 1996, and the second that story broke, then of course everybody was frantically trying to figure out who she is, what she looked like, because she claims that Donald Trump called her Miss Piggy, and she said, you know, she cried and all this other sort of stuff. And the story is, it was like a weight thing, and she was Miss Universe, so she apparently thanked Hillary Clinton for mentioning her during the debate, and that, you know, she was there with her, she was watching with her family, etc. And she said that he then called her, and Clinton said this, Miss Housekeeping. So Trump was a little bit caught off guard and kept saying, where did you, you know, find this? Because this went into the whole sexism idea, I guess. And it turned into, afterwards, it turned into a feeding frenzy of digging up this woman. So on Tuesday, Trump didn't back down from his criticism of Machado. He told Fox and Friends in an interview that she had gained massive amounts of weight, and it was a real problem, is what, you know, he said. And she competed in the Miss Universe contest and won the title, like I mentioned, in the 90s. She was 19 years old, but then she gained, I guess, something like 60 pounds or whatever. But he said, you know, that rumors started to surface she'd be forced to give up her Miss Universe crown, but he said he wouldn't let it happen. And so then there was this whole argument about gaining weight and what happened, and she said she actually only gained 10 pounds. It was just so crazy. And she said after that, then she got anorexia for 5 years, and so now I saw a picture of her. She's not heavy. So that's what that whole thing was about, the back and forth over what he said and did he affect her emotionally. And so pretty much here's the deal. Anything is fair game. Any curveballs can happen, and I think we can expect more of those. I said this earlier when Grimm was on the line, wait till you get to 2 and 3, and I believe, and he alluded to it, that he wasn't going to destroy the Clinton family by getting nasty, and I think some things will come out from Trump in either this next debate or the last debate, whatever it is, something personal, something that they can pull out, much like she did with the Machado thing. We may see a bunch of that in the next couple of debates. Don't they know it's not a State of the Union deal? When you do the State of the Union, you know, they call out, and it's always usually the good stories. The presidents call out, and there's Joe, and he's a bus driver, and now he's making however much more, and his life is better, and he saves some people, or whatever it is. But all the presidents do that, Republican or Democrats. They have the feel-good stories. But these aren't the feel-good stories. These are the opposite stories. Here's what you did to this person, and they're in the third row. Wouldn't that be wild? It'd be like real reality TV. Someone would stand up and just wait, you know, raise their hands, like Machado would have stood up. Here I am. Yes, this is me. And a couple of the other names that were dropped. It could be interesting. They could even have holograms for people who moved on. And here's what happened to this person, and they could save a seat for them. You never know. Reality sometimes is stranger than fiction, they say, right? Coming up, Nail the Score here on America Tonight.
warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Non attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
It's now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
Yes, indeed, it is time for another edition of Nail the Score. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney hanging out with you across this great nation. Another football Sunday. Can you believe it? In the books, we're moving on to week four in the NFL. How in the heck did that happen? Wow, I have no idea. I blinked, and then all of a sudden, we were almost into October. Probably you feel the same way, right? All right, so let's get out our big, bad computer, Nathan Reeder. Thank goodness he's strong, and let it rip. All right, I like that. I'm making sure I'm seeing this right as to what the game of the week is going to be. The game of the week is the Giants and the Vikings, and it's on Monday night. So the Giants and the Vikings. Hopefully it'll be a much more interesting watch than last Monday night's game was. Whatever is going on with New Orleans, I have no idea. Atlanta walloped them, that's for sure. In the end, anyway. So here's the number to participate, 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283.
Let's go out to Grim. Boy, he jumped on that right away, so he gets the first word on this. Hey, Grim, what do you think Monday night? Who's going to win that game?
Nothing against Eli, but I'm going to say Minnesota. Go Matt, 29, and then let me see, 21. We'll say 21 for New York Giants.
29-21. I love that. The ode to Matt saying Vikings, yes.
Why do the ladies like the NFL?
They're all wearing
tights, obvious.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Three quarters of each team spend most of their time bent over to please. And y'all ladies just love to see our latest quirky dance in the end zone determine whether we're sacked worthy or not.
That was good, Grim. I think you made that one up on the fly, so I'm giving you big credit for that. Everett in Washington. Hello, Everett. What do you think?
I think Giants 30, Vikings 21.
Ooh, 30-21. I like that prediction. I think it's going to be a really good game. Like I said, thanks, Everett. Better than what we saw the last Monday night. You know, with the Vikings, you got Sam Bradford, the Giants, obviously Eli Manning, and Eli Manning throwing that interception last week in the loss, in the Giants' loss. But the Vikings are perfect, and they're at home. I'm almost giving them a little bit of an edge because of that. And, boy, we've seen some bright young stars on that Vikings offense, that's for sure. Sharon in Maine. Hello, Sharon.
Hi there. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
So it's Minnesota and Giants?
Minnesota and Giants. What do you think?
I'm going to say Giants 31, Minnesota 27.
31-27, a nail-biter for Monday night. Sharon, take care. Take care of those lobsters up there in Maine. Nothing like that. You know, I can't remember the name of the company. They ship the lobsters all, I mean, a lot of companies do it, but there's a company that's doing a killing shipping Maine lobsters all over the place. Pete is listening to us in the great state of Texas. Hey, Pete, what do you think?
I think a 300-pound dog's a big dog.
I do too, by the way.
28-19, the Vikings.
The Vikings, 28-19 in front of the home crowd. Pete, they would be 4-0. Wow. By the way, if you want to throw in here, nailing the score, if you just tuned in, either the Vikings or the Giants, they're squaring off on Monday night. Who wins and what is the final score? The number to call the show, 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. What do you say? Let's go to Nathan Reeder. Nathan, I purposely skipped over us to go to the calls. So what do you think? Who do you think wins this game? You're in Minnesota, by the way.
I think I miss Matt.
Matt is such a huge Vikings fan.
Yep. Well, I'm actually going to go for them for once. Let's make it nice and tight. We'll do 21-17 Vikes.
21-17 Vikes. All right, I'm actually going to say the Vikings, too. I think the Vikings win this. I think the final score is 27-24 Vikings. And, I think there is something to the magic for Minnesota this time around. And I'm looking at, you know, Stephon Diggs and the hands on him. I think he's going to get a lot of catches. They got that fabulous U.S. Bank Stadium. There's been a little luck there in opening this up. I know that sounds odd. Maybe it doesn't, because there is a thing called home cooking, and I think they've got home cooking working for them, and perhaps that's part of the reason why. Yeah, they're doing well at home. And Sam Bradford, as much as I dogged him with the Eagles, It's a different story. He feels so much more at home. He's so much more comfortable with the Vikings than he was with Philadelphia. And didn't like that Carson Wentz was picked and the Eagles moved up in the draft, because pretty much that signaled to him, oh yeah, he's the future, by the way, so don't plan on sticking around for a long time. And I think that made him uncomfortable. So the Vikings are favored in this. They're actually giving up 4 points, and or they're favored by 4 points, if you want to call it that. And I'm going to say that this Monday night game that kicks at 8:30 is, like you saw my score, is pretty going to be pretty close. So I'm not discrediting the Giants. I'm not saying that we're going to see Eli plagued by turnover problems, but there is going to be, I think there is going to be a play or two that falls in the favor of the Vikings. There may be a turnover early in the game. Might be a turnover early in the game. Maybe that makes a big difference there. I don't know. You know, you even had the Vikings, Marcus Sherrill's return a punt for a touchdown. And you got to love seeing that. They had that big win at Carolina. And it's so, of course, not exciting for the people in Carolina, but to watch somebody do that, you know, returning the punt for a TD, to me, I mean, how many times do we get to see that? Not enough. That's why special teams can, if you have the right guys on special teams, it can be so deadly. That used to be a hallmark of a guy named Joe Avezzano, who was the special teams coach for the Dallas Cowboys, and they had some of the best special team players around that could do things like return, could return a punt, could do what we saw from the Vikings against the Panthers, because it's still something that you don't see very often. You really don't. On a quick side note here, since we're talking about sports for a second, and by the way, I'm getting in a bunch of emails, americatonight.net or Delaney Media Group at live.com, so anybody who sent me an email, I will definitely record it, and you are in there as long as it's in before the top of the hour. J.J. Watt, the sack machine from Houston, is out with an injured back. That's a big blow to the Texans, who are at home hosting the Titans on Sunday. Kind of a game changer. You know, can Brock Osweiler, the quarterback, carry the Texans? I mean, J.J. Watt is the superstar. Good luck to everybody who tried to nail the score. Again, we'll get in all the emailers, so don't worry about it. Maybe we'll have a winner next time around. Thanks. I went down to the football game. Went down to the football game. When I walk, but really a thing. I saw you.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic email readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, Ph.D. are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, akashicuniversal.com, spelled akashicuniversal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit akashicuniversal.com.